be here, and I certainly appreciate you being here. Thankful, just had a good week, and I just appreciate the way y'all made us feel. You can feel the God's love in people. There's just a difference between God's people and the world. And I just want to say thank you, and thank Brother Jeff and his family, and his wife, and their young'uns, and I appreciate the good singing tonight. I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? I appreciate just everything God's done for me. I'm glad we got his promises. You know, not one of them's never failed, Brother Jason. It says in one place. But I need your prayers tonight. It wouldn't have bothered me tonight or any night if some of these other preachers would have preached or if Brother Jeff would have preached. I promise you I prayed every day. God, I just want to see your will done. It's not about me, Brother Randy. Not about me at all. I appreciate the privilege. It's an honor to get to do anything for God. I'm thankful. I've enjoyed this week. I know we ain't seen anybody saved yet, but I've seen God work this week. I can honestly say I've seen God work this week. And I'm thankful for that. I thank him for that. Because without him, we go through everything we do, and nothing would happen, Brother Randy. All good gifts come from above, from the Father of lights, whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. You know what he's saying with all that? He stays the same. Ain't you glad? But I love you, and I appreciate you. But I want to say this. There's still time to get saved. Boy, I couldn't think of no better way than to finish out a revival than, you know, somebody getting saved. You know, I used to. I remember when I was a boy, you know, we growed up in church, and you've heard my story. My testimony, I didn't get saved when I was a boy. I was older. I didn't want no part of it much, Brother Jeff, but I still remember going to the baptizings and stuff up there at old Crossroads, old primitive bat, hard shell, whatever however you want to call them. They would be just lots of them lined up in the baptistry, you know, after the revival. They had their revival, set revival, third week in August. I can still remember. And I just can't remember ever, all them years as a boy, you know, not seeing people get saved and baptized. And now it's kind of, you hear revivals here or there, everywhere, and just every once in a while. But that ain't God's fault. That ain't God's fault. And it don't make hell no less torment. It don't make hell no less real. And it don't make heaven any sweeter. It's all still the same. But for some reason, folks are just getting, seem like, harder to want to move or something, I guess. But I desire you pray for me. I'm glad I'm saved. Well, I've enjoyed the service. Isn't it funny how something will be on your mind, kind of, I don't know about you other preachers, and you just need a little bit, maybe a little bit more confirmation. And I may absolutely blunder this. If I do, it's my fault. But if anything good comes out of it and blesses you, it's God's blessings. If it don't turn out good, you pray for me harder the next time, if you ever see me again. But Brother Tony, if you get something out of it, it come from God. That's just the way his life is. But I appreciate, I kind of had this on my mind last night, but I didn't feel like I was supposed to go here, and it's still the same thing today, and I do feel like I'm supposed to, and I feel like it goes right along with the other things. But I desire you pray for us. I know he's every preacher in this house, I really feel, could do a better job at this than me. I don't just say that. I'm not one of them that goes home, and I don't know if any do, but Brother Jason, I used to go home thinking, boy, that's pitiful. But God just, if God will use me, I just want him to keep using me. I always head home and think, boy, I wish I'd have said this, I wish I'd have said that. But I just want to say what God wants. And it don't even matter about all that. I want you to go to heaven. what I want. I don't want you to miss out on heaven. You know, if I don't know anybody's heart, but if you're not saved, why don't you at least try to get saved tonight? You know, at least try, at least seek Him. He said if you'll seek Him with your whole heart, you'll meet each other. I mean, why don't you at least seek Him with all your heart? What does that all your heart mean to me? The way I interpret that, it just means it's more important than anything else in the world. That's just a way to simplify it to me. Y'all may say it different, but with all your heart, when you get saved and you love Him with all your heart, that means He's the most important thing in your life. But if you're seeking Him to get remission from your sins, to get forgiven of your sins, it means that's the most, you'll forget about what this one may think or what that one may think. Or if somebody's going to say something or if somebody's going to think something, I'm going to tell you, when you get to the place where you could care less about anything else except I'm going to seek Jesus with all my heart, if you can get saved. It don't take all night. It don't take 5 or 6 hours of pouring out your heart to Jesus. You say, how can you say that? And I'm just going to mind the Lord. But I think about the times in the Bible, and one that sticks out to me so much is the jailer. You remember the old jailer? He was right in there with them, striping up Paul and Silas. I believe it was. Wasn't it? Ain't that? He was in on it. And you remember the walls started shaking, and he was about to kill himself because they was in the inner prison. He was in charge. You make sure they don't go nowhere. And if he had let them escape, he probably would. It would have cost him his life, Brother Randy. When the walls come down, I'm glad God can break down walls. Ain't you? I'm glad He can clear the path out. Ain't you? But they all come down, and the old jailer come in there. You remember, this ain't where I don't feel like I'm supposed to read, but I just want you. He said he was going to kill. Paul said, don't even harm yourself. We're all here. And then he got on his knees, I believe it says, trembling. He come to him trembling, I know. He said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. Thank God tonight. He didn't say you're going to have to apologize and you're going to have to remember every sin you've ever committed. You're going to have to make these stripes are healed up off me and make sure that we get all right and make sure that you clear up everything that you've ever done bad, and then you can be saved and go to heaven. He didn't say all that. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt have a home in heaven one day. And thank God it's still that way, Brother Steve. Thank the Lord tonight. I want to try my best. Tonight I want you to be saved. Amen. I will try my best to see this and read it. But in chapter 13 of St. Luke it says, chapter 13, starting at verse 23. It says, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? With a question mark. And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, listen to me tonight, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall, I can't hardly say, he shall say, and say, he shall answer, I can't hardly say it, but that's all I'm going to read. If I had a title that I'd like to preach tonight, you better get in before he gets up. Amen. It says, watch, the master of the house is risen up and shuts the door, Brother Jeff. And that's going to happen, my friend. And I had a thought about Jesus. Maybe this, thank God, I got too many titles tonight. But I thought he's going to get up one more time. Amen. Brother Jeff. And I can't go help but think one of my sins and your sins, he was willing to leave heaven, to leave the peace and goodness and the glory of his Father, and to come when the call come out that the world needs a Savior. Brother Jeff, if the world is in trouble, mankind has got a death sentence pronounced on them, would anybody be willing to go? And there wasn't but one that was qualified for that job. Amen. There was one that's qualified, and he left heaven. He come down here, and you know he was born of a virgin. Amen. And he come for one purpose. Yes. Jesus done a lot of good things and a lot of marvelous miracles, but his sole purpose for coming to this world was to save sinners. Amen. And he came, amen, and he was born to a virgin girl over there. Amen. And he come and he lived a sinless life. He never sinned, but he was tempted in all points, Brother Jeff. Amen. If he would have yielded to one of them, we wouldn't have had a Savior. Amen. I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. Amen. And he lived a sinless life. And then he started to preach. He had a forerunner, John. And he said, hey, you better get ready. The Savior's coming. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Jesus himself preached the same message. I don't have a new message. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, Brother Randy. Amen. And I want you to know something. It come a time when his time was, his passion was fulfilled. If you'll have it, and the preaching, his preaching time was over at that on earth. And he went up on a cross. He died, hung between earth and heaven to make atonement for the world's sins. Amen. He gave his blood for the whole world's sins. Amen. That's one time when he got up and they thought they had him. He died there, Brother Randy. He died, amen. He surely did. And they put him over in the tomb. It was barred. And I could just imagine. They thought, we're done with him. You ain't even got to imagine it. Scripture backs it up. They said, put guards over there because of his people. They'll come and steal it, and then they're going to make up a big story and say, he got up, but he'll just be dead somewhere else. That's what some of them thought. But I want to tell you something. My friend, he went up on the cross. Amen. And then they laid him in that tomb. But Brother Jeff, on the third day, he got up again. That's the second time we want to talk about tonight. That Jesus getting up. Brother Tim, he got up. Why for? He paid our sin debt on the cross. Yes, he did. But he gave us eternal life when he resurrected. Amen. My hope is in his resurrection. Amen. He got up. Amen. And he walked on this earth. Yes, he did. He was seen gain of above 500 at one time. He really was here, amen, after his death and resurrection. And just like he sung about, amen, one day they was all looking at him over there, and he had told them, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. If you believe in me, I believe also. If you believe in God, I believe also in me. Amen. For in my Father's house is many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I like this part. He said, I go away, and if I go away, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Amen. He was just preparing them. Amen. And then they got to standing over there on a hill. I won't tell you what happened. They got to gazing with two and white apparel. And he left here on a cloud. Amen. And they said, you men of Galilee, why? Who? Why are you standing? Boy, I'd like to see that. But I want to see the other even more. Amen. And I will. Amen. But they said, you men, why are you standing here gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus will come back in like manner. Amen. As another time, he went up. But Brother Jeff, now the Bible says he's sitting on the right hand making intercession for you and I. Amen. He, when we pray, hey, you can have it however you want it, but this is how I feel. I believe he says, Father, he's trusted in me. He's mine. He's one of mine. You know what I've done at Calvary, paid his sin debt. So me and you can have fellowship with him. Thank God. Glory to God. Amen. But I want to tell you, he's going to get up one more time. Glory to God. There's coming a day. Thank God. When the good Father is going to say, that's enough, son. I want you to get up from here. You're not the intercessor no more. You're not the go-between mediator no more. Amen. But what I want you to do, you're going to go get your bride. Amen. You better get in before he gets up. Amen. Amen. He's going to get up. Brother Mallory, he's getting up again. I'm going to tell you, and every eye I see him, every eye behold him. I want to tell you something. Every knee will bow to him. Yes, they will. I don't care what part of the world they're from, Brother EJ. I don't care what they're trusting in now. They are going to bow, amen, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. They're going to confess. They're going to know that he is the Son of God. They're going to know that he is the Savior of the world. He's going to get up again. I want to tell you. And if you know what else, when he gets up that last time, I want to tell you what he's going to do. It says he'll sit as a shepherd. He surely will. And he's going to divide just as a shepherd would. When a shepherd gets to looking at his flock, amen, he's going to look them over. And he says, that's a goat. It goes over here. And he says, that's a sheep. He's acting like a sheep. Thank God. Oh, thank God, amen. He's given me some fleece throughout the years. Amen. He's been gentle throughout the years. He's been in the flock, amen, throughout the years. He can't eat a goat food. It don't satisfy no more. This one over here is definitely a sheep. Amen. He's going to say, you go to the right side. He
Amen. And he's picking through. And then here's another goat. Amen. Amen. You go to the left. Thank God. They asked in one way. They was talking to a man. He said, didn't you plant a good seed in your field? He said, whence cometh these tares? Amen. He said, an enemy has come in. Amen. It sold him, Brother Jeff. Amen. And they said, you want us to go track them up? He said, no. Just leave them alone until the end. And then they'll be separated. I said that to say this. And don't get mad at me. And Brother Jeff, amen. I know he won't get mad at me. But I'll tell you, it says, get them up. At the same time, amen. Throw the tares into the fire to be burned. But put, thank God, the sheep and the wheat in my door. Glory to God. I believe a gentle resurrection. Amen. That's all I can see. Amen. I can't see nothing else. Amen. I believe it's the days as it was in the days of Noah. The same day of Noah. Amen. Of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and all their wives got in the ark. God shut the door and it started to rain. You better get in before he gets up. You better get in before he gets up. I want to tell you, friend, one of these days you're going to face God just like I will. You're going to face God. Give an account. One of these days it's going to come to an end. He pinned down over here in the book of Revelation. It talked about we're going to a place, Brother Randy. There'll be no more death. Thank God. What is more sorrowful just about than death? It's just boy, it's just awful thing, ain't it? It really is. It says there'll be no more sorrow. How many days and nights do Christians spend in sorrow? Because things ain't going like we would. If we could script it out, it'd be a little different, wouldn't it? How many sorrowful nights have we spent? Amen. How many times have you cried for someone you love in pain or been in pain yourself? But he said, one of these days, we're going to a place, there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more death. Amen. Nobody on a wheelchair. No more glasses. No more anything. They won't be anything. No more aspirin. No more headaches. Nothing except joy unspeakable and full of glory will be like him. Amen. Thank God. I'm looking forward to it, ain't you? He's getting up one more time. He's getting up again. Once the master of the house has risen up, and get that, once he's risen up, and shut the door. Brother Jeff, there's a story in the Bible. It don't say it's a parable. I believe it's an event. A rich man and a poor man, a beggar. Boy, I'm glad I ain't too proud to beg. I'm glad it don't bother me to beg. I know I need him. Boy, I need him more than anything. But they both died. It talks about them. They both died. It said, the rich man died and he was buried. But Lazarus died and he was carried. He was carried up. One went down 6 foot, his body. The other body man went down 6 foot, but that soul went to be in Abraham's bosom. What's Abraham? The father of faith. It's all by faith. You better get in before he gets up. A lot of people take that lightly. A lot of people mock at it. If Brother Jeff in this church was here handing out, you could be handing out $20 bills. You wouldn't even have to be handing out thousands. If you put a sign out there, first 500 here, get a $20 bill. You probably couldn't get in this place tonight. For $20. You believe that tonight? I do. But you can tell them that they can have eternal life if they'll just come to Him and trust Him. And they're not interested. You know what I've about come to the conclusion? Because they ain't seen it yet, they don't believe it yet. But that don't change the fact it's going to happen. Boy, I used to say something. It was a terrible mistake. Somebody kind of cleared me up. And I appreciate it. I used to say, God said it. I believe it. And that's the end of it. And they called me, talked to me and said, Brother Alton, I know what you mean. And that's a good thing you mean. But let me tell you something. God said it. And that's the end of it. Whether I believe it or not, whether you believe it or not, if you will believe it, you'll go to heaven. And if you don't believe it, it's still going to happen. Listen, friend, I'm going to ask Brother Jeff to come on. I know you may say, well, that wasn't long. I feel like God's done with me. I want to ask Brother Jeff to come. Brother Jeff, you told me this week to mind the Lord. That's what I'd like to do tonight. I want like for everybody to get with your family. If you ain't got no family here, I feel sure I ain't out of line. You can get with your pastor family. That'd be just fine with it. I do. I want you to stand. I want you to. Even them up in the sound booth. I want you. Brother Jeff, can they cut that? You just cut it off. Whatever. I don't care. I want you to come and get with your family. Please. I feel as led of this as I have of anything. If you ain't got a family, stand with find you a friend. Find your Sunday school teacher. Find your pastor's family. I want you to do this. I want you to just look to them. Everybody listening, I want you to do this. I want you to just look to one another and say, I'm going to heaven. Or either, I want to go to heaven. If you can't say I'm going to heaven, would you just look at them and honestly say, I want to go to heaven? Would you please? I ain't trying to embarrass nobody or nothing, Brother Randy. I'm trying to mind the Lord. Yeah, I see you up here by yourself. I want to tell you, I'm going to heaven. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Randy, I'm going to heaven. Steve, I'm going to heaven because of Jesus. EJ, I'm going to heaven because of Jesus. I want you to tell whoever you will that. Nothing wrong with that. Tell them, I'm going to heaven. Or if you can't, you tell them, I want to go to heaven. And if you're saying, I want to go to heaven, and you're troubled tonight in your heart, would you do one more thing for your sake? Would you just do one more thing, I beg you? If you can't say you're going to heaven, but you're troubled in your heart, and you've told your family you want to go to heaven, would you just look to them and say, will you pray? You ain't got to come up here. You pray where you at. But would you do that? I want you to go to heaven. You better get in before he gets up. He's getting up one more time. It may be in the next 5 minutes. Who knows? It may be another 1,000 years. I don't know. But I feel in my heart it ain't going to be long. Brother E.J., I just don't see how much more he's going to tolerate. But would you please tonight... Would you please, if you need to pray, pray. You can pray at these altars. You can pray right where you're at. Would you please? I want to ask Brother Jeff, come back up here with us. But would you please?